Wave your hands and give him the praise. You hold my future. I'd like you to pay very accurate attention for the next, if possible, 30 minutes, the best for the last, part 2. Our objective tonight is to understand how God reserves the best for the last. And number 2, understanding how to take the best at the last. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. I am going to say 5 things very sharply in this segment. Number 1, I am outlining the best for the last in God's program. Understanding how God reserves the best for the last. Number 1. The end is designed to deliver expectations. The end. For I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. An expected end is an end that comes with expectations. The expected end in 2023 means that the end of 2023 arrived with the expectations of 2023. The end is designed to deliver expectations. Listen to this. Expectations, no matter how delayed, are programmed to be delivered at the end. Expectations, no matter how delayed, and in whatever realm they are designed and programmed by God to be delivered at the end. We approach the end of the year, October, November, December. This is a season programmed for expectations to be delivered. So somebody is going to lift your voice and say at the loudest top of your voice, I say, in the name of Jesus. Louder, in the name of Jesus. I am in the season for the delivery of expectations. Say it loudest, my expectations must be delivered in this season. In Jesus' name. Don't forget it. The end is designed to deliver expectations. Number 2, visions are calculated to speak at the end. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak. Though he tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry, it shall not lie. Visions are calculated to speak at the end. Listen, visions may be received at the beginning, but they speak at the end. Visions may be received at the beginning, but they speak at the end. Listen to this. The end is not designed to be quiet. Hey! The end is not designed to be silent. Your end of 2023 is not permitted to be quiet. The end is designed to be soundful, to be newsful, to be positive noiseful by the speakings of vision. This year will not end with you quietly. Maybe it is not your word, that is why you are quiet. I said the year shall not end quiet and you are quiet. There shall be the sound of celebration in your life, in your family, in your destiny. There shall be the sound of testimony. Look at your neighbor, say the vision shall speak. This end of the year, something shall speak. It shall not be quiet. You won't end the year quietly. I don't know what it is, but maybe you dedicate your house. But maybe you dedicate your estate. But maybe you confirm that your relationship has started. Maybe you confirm that your wife is already pregnant. Maybe you confirm that your long-awaited certificate has been released. Maybe you dedicate your car manufacturing company. Maybe you dedicate your fleet of aircrafts. I don't know what it is, but I am anointed to announce this end of the year shall be full of positive sound. Positive sound. Positive sound. Positive sound. Positive news. Positive sound. Positive events. If you are saying amen, let it be louder. Look at your neighbor, say, there shall be sound. And the sound shall be positive. Because we are at the end. Say it, because we are at the end. Something must speak. Give the Lord a 15 second shout of victory. 15 second. Shout. If you want to walk with God, you must know God. For two cannot walk together except they be agreed. You must understand some things about God. Let me tell you the top thing you must know. Three, God does not release the best in a hurry. He does not release the best in a hurry. He releases the best gradually and eventually. The best may not come immediately and urgently, but the best will come gradually and eventually. Is there someone God is speaking to? Give him a shout of victory! Help! Job chapter 8 verse 7. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end should greatly increase. Even though January to June look somehow, July to December shall greatly increase. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee, the best wine didn't come at first. It came at the end. Somebody you have seen divine manifestations before, but the one you are about to see will blow your mind. You have seen miracles before, but what you are about to see towards this end of the year is going to blow your mind. Will you lift up your right hand and shout the Lord and say amen? Shout the loud most, amen. Give the Lord a big clap and take your seat. Number four. Now, in God, the best is always ahead. How is this different from the last point? In the last one we said, God does not release the best in a hurry. But supposing God has released for you what you have called the best, there is something better. The best is always ahead. The best is always yet to come. For the path of the just, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, is a shining light that shineth more and more. If you have seen anointing, there is an anointing you haven't seen yet. If you have seen anointing, there is an anointing you haven't seen yet. If you have seen power, there is a power you haven't seen yet. If you have heard testimonies, there is one you haven't heard yet. If you have touched money, there is a dimension you have not scratched yet. If you have seen favor, there is a realm of favor you have not even seen yet. And I prophesy to someone here, that which you have not yet seen is about to manifest in your life. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Take your seat. Number five. God is the manufacturer of surprises. He is a specialty. He is a specialist in taking the enemy by surprise. What do I mean? When it appears like all hope is lost, then he shows up. When the enemy thinks or thought he has won, then God shows up. Help her right there. Help! In Mark chapter 5 verse 23, a man by the name Jairus had a daughter that was sick, and he besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray you come and lay your hands on her, and she shall be healed, and she shall live. In verse 35. Now, she followed Jairus And the woman with the issue of blood interrupted Jesus on the road. Jesus stopped. She was healed. In verse 35, while they yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain people who said, your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the master any further. Don't bother him. The case is closed. And Jesus said something like, this is my specialty. I am a specialist in cases that are closed. Hey! Hey! Are you just sitting like that? I saw somebody who jump up on your feet and give the Lord the shout of praise. God is talking to somebody. God is speaking to somebody. I am sure that somebody is hearing. Lazarus had the same case. John 11:21. Lazarus was sick first. Then the matter said unto Jesus, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. The case is closed. In verse 39, when Jesus said they should take away the stone. 39. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him. The same Martha. Martha. Martha always concerned about issues that did not matter. Said unto him, see, I said if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Now you say they should remove the stone. He said, calm down, sir. Lord, by this time he is thinking. We're not talking of resurrection. He had been dead for 4 days. Case closed. You didn't come and you allowed the devil to win. Jesus said, not so. I only want to take Satan by surprise. I want him to celebrate first. Then I will give his celebration abortion.
I don't know who God is speaking to here today, but they say your case is closed. They say the year has ended again and your manifestation has not come. I am here to announce Jesus is opening the case back. And he's giving you the victory and the miracle expected.
Your God and my God is about to take the devil that is after your life by surprise. People will be shocked when they hear your testimony. Those who have already concluded that your story cannot change, that our nation cannot change, people who have already concluded that it is all over with your situation, they will be shocked as the God who specializes in opening closed cases step in to open cases and handle them. Somebody say a loud amen. Look at your neighbor, say it is not too late. God is only waiting to take the devil by surprise. Tell somebody, say it is not too late. Your God is only planning to take that devil by surprise. It is not too late. Your God is only planning to take the forces of your father's house by surprise. Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. Look at your neighbor, say, get ready for positive surprises. Positive surprises. Positive. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Number six. Are you ready for this? God works the most when man is at the end of himself. When man is at the end of his own effort. God works the most when man is at the end of himself. When man is at the end of his own effort. When you have done the best you know, and there seem to be no result, the stage is set for God. Master, I have toiled all night, and I have caught nothing. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. And Jesus said, then give me space. I don't know the area of your life where it appears like you are at the end of yourself. You are at the end of your own effort. Give the master space. He wants to do something. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift up right and say, Father, the stage is yours. Have your way. I am at the end of myself. I am at the end of my effort. The stage is yours. Have your way, Lord. Finally, number seven. God works the most when maximum glory will go to him. He works the most where maximum glory will go to him. That kind of miracle, that kind of manifestation, that kind of testimony that will give him such glory among men like never before, he works. The other way to say it is, he works the most where it is clear that only he could have done what was done. It will be clear to everybody. Only God could have done this. And it was prophesied in the course of the midnight prayer that a miracle that, and only God could have done this order of miracle, is going to happen to somebody. That amen has more potential to be better. It is a season of only God could have done it, order of miracles. You believe you are in that season, shout the loudest amen. So what have we said so far? The end is designed to deliver expectations. Read it with me. Number one. Louder. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five, the manufacturer of surprises. He's a specialist in taking the enemy by surprise. Number six. And number seven. John chapter 2 verse 11. This beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, believers, amen. What are the keys for seeing the best at the last? What are the keys? Number one, remain in faith expectation. Remain in faith expectation. Job chapter 14 verse 14. If a man dies, shall he live again all the days of my appointed time? I will wait till my change comes. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end, it shall speak and not lie. Remain in faith. Don't let your faith shift. On the 31st of December, 2023, anything can still happen. Give the Lord the loudest shout of victory! Number two, remain in praise celebration. Praise celebration. Remain in praise celebration. Don't toy with the celebration of praise. Abraham was strong in faith. In Romans chapter 4 verse 20, giving God the glory. And then the result happened. Remain in praise celebration. Number three, remain in prayer intensification. Intensify prayer. I've given you the land of Og, king of Bashan. Contend with him in battle. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. Contend with him in battle. What is yours is in the hands of a devil. Contend with that devil and take it. Little writer say, I will take what is mine. Say it loud, I will take what is mine tonight. Number four, receive instructions to obey. Lord, what do you want me to do to expedite what you want to do in my life? John chapter 2 verse 5. That miracle that brought the best wine at the end was tied to instruction. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. It was tied. That miracle that took the devil by surprise when Peter was at the end of himself. I've done all. I've toiled all night. I caught nothing. Launch your net. That miracle was tied to an instruction. Whether it is an instruction to serve God more. You know, our brother testified. He decided to change lifestyle and change some things. And everything exploded in his life. How many of you remember the testimony? Whether it is an instruction to become more serious with your spiritual life. More serious with your prayer life. Or to abandon certain habits. The instruction unto kingdom service. The instruction unto soul winning. The instruction unto sacrifice. Lay this or that on the altar. Whatever instruction it is, just, Lord, I am at the season where anything is possible. Is there anything you want me to do that I am not aware? And I prophesy to you, in this time, God will speak to you. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet and shout the Lord and say amen. Shout it louder, most amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Lift your two hands and give the Lord a praise for what you have received. Give him the praise for what you have received. Worship him, honor him, adore him. In Jesus' precious name, we are at the most sensitive time of the night right now. Very soon I'll ask you to write the things like we did last month. We'll do it until Jesus laid hands on somebody twice. Naaman dipped himself in the river of Jordan 7 times before his cleansing happened. They marched around Jericho wall 7 times. Even if we had to present the same matter before God 2, 3, 4, 5 times before he dies. We are going to do. Am I communicating? Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Please, no movement outward for the sensitivity of this time. You are here today. You are saying, Pastor, I'm the one God is speaking to. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. Because we are going to proceed into celebration just now. In expectation and anticipation of what God will do in your life. But before then, everywhere you are today, you want your sins forgiven. The last point, maybe God is saying, become more serious with your spiritual life. Abandon certain lifestyles. Become more committed and more dedicated to God. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to be a new day in your life. You want forgiveness for your sins. Pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need your help in my life. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can you wave your hand? Let me see you. Everywhere you are, you pray that prayer. We are going to step into celebration straight. How many of you know what you want God to do for you before the end of the year? How many of you know how you will celebrate it when it happens? We are going to take the next 5 to 7 minutes in that celebration. While we are doing that, those who surrender their life to Jesus right now and pray after me, quickly carry your Bibles and your bags, those that just wave your hands, and rush to the front here and be the first partaker. I'll give you the count of 20. Rush to the front now. 1. Run. 2. Wait. As you are coming, please come with your Bibles or your bags. Except if somebody is watching after them on your seat. Quickly. 1. 2. The rest of us stand up in celebration. 3. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. And 10. Lord, you are so good. Accept me. Lord, you are so good. Accept me. In heaven, you are the Lord. On earth, you reign forever. Oh, Lord, how great thou art. Keep on coming. You are bound by an addiction, masturbation addiction, alcoholism, tobacco smoking, gambling, fraud, lying, cheating, duping, prostitution, whatever lifestyle, night clubbing. You want your ways right with God. Womanizing, prostitution. Pick your Bibles and bags and run to the front here. Right now. Let's go. I'll give you another count of 10. 1.
On earth you reign forever. Oh Lord, I pray now. Blessed be your name. In heaven, Baba.
You are the Lord. Oh Lord, how great the Lord. Blessed be. In heaven you are. On earth. Oh Lord, how great thou art. Blessed be. In heaven. On earth. Two, three. In heaven, heaven, in heaven. On earth.
blessed be your name.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today and I surrender myself to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Counselors, please help me talk with them and let them return back so they can submit their paper for the fire. All right? Go ahead with them. Just a moment. One of the points I mentioned is to release the celebration of praise. Praise celebration. If you are expecting what God has for you in this end of the year. That was what Abraham did. And so we have 4 minutes plus left. You are going to jump up on your feet. And we are going to proceed in celebration. I want you to dance at this moment. Like you will dance if what you are expecting happens. How many of you believe that God is about to give you a change of story? Jump on your feet in a shout of praise. Celebrations.
Hallelujah.
8 minutes. Summoning and making demands on what is ours for the rest of the year. Pray it with passion. Lift your hands and your voice and begin to thank the Lord. Just honor him and adore him right now. Go ahead and adore him.
Jesus, we are praying. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Lift your voice and pray with me. Say, Father,
I thank you
for your good plans
and thoughts
for my life and destiny in 2023. I take full delivery of those plans and thoughts in this city. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, again, Father, I thank you for your good plans and thoughts for my life and destiny in 2023. I take full delivery of those plans and thoughts in this city. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, please stop the voice. Precious name.
Amen.
We shall be going into Holy Ghost contention with the gates of the enemy to possess our possessions. At this point, Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. Rise there up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it. And contend with him in battle. Lift your voice with me and say, Father,
Father,
I contend with every force
or power
of the enemy,
standing
in the way
of the release
of my possession in 2023. I command them
to release
my portion.
now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I proclaim every force of power of the enemy standing in the way of the release of my possession in 2023. I command them to release my force now. In the name of Jesus, I will not die.
Psalm 67 and in verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Lift up your voice and pray after me. Say, Father,
Father,
I demand
the earth
to release,
all
that belongs to me
in
2023.
Now,
in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and
pray. Father, I demand the earth to release all that belongs to me in 2023. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I demand the earth to release.
Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Lift up your voice and pray after me. Say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you open my eyes,
my ears
to your direction and instruction in this season that will connect me with my possession in 2023. Father, I ask that you open my eyes to your direction. Open my ears to your direction and instruction in this season that will connect me with my possession in 2023. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Father Lord, we ask for connection to your work, to your direction, to your instruction. To do what I ought to do, to do what we ought to do. Let Shaka Baya Nada Nada Nada. Let Kotoko Shaka Nada. Let Karaba Nada Nada. Let Kotoko Shaka Nada. Let Tete Tele Nada. Let Kata Karaba Nada Nada. Let Tete Tele Nada. Let Baba Baba Baba. Rapa Tese Nada. Let Tete Tele Nada. Let Kata 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 Kata. Let Kaba Nada Nada Nada. Connection to your instruction. Connection to your direction. To show the way, to show the way, to connect with my possession in 2023. Let up at us.
Go ahead. Open my ears to your direction.
an instruction in this season that will connect me with my possession in 2023, Lord. Open my ears to your direction and instruction that will connect me with my possession in 2023, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us. In Jesus' precious name.